Welcome back.
Welcome back to a new episode of Off Label. It's Marco.
It's Mona Fee. I'm so happy to be back. I don't even think y'all understand. How long has it been?
Just like a week, 2 weeks?
It feels like it's been almost a month.
Well, okay, we're back.
We're back and ready to get right into it.
All
right. What's going on?
Anyway, so Gucci Mane and Angela Yee. What the fuck was that?
Somebody didn't like me trying to sing. That's a ghost. So Gucci Mane and Angela Yee. Angela Yee is one of the hosts of the Breakfast Club or whatever.
And everybody knows who Gucci Mane is.
Uh-huh. Oh my gosh. First of all, can we talk about the glow up?
Yeah, he did a whole transformation, like a whole new person. You know, they were just talking about how he was always, you know, he had grills. He was always, doing all this shit. Mm-hmm. But now, grills off, shiny, you know, bright new teeth.
Okay, so I'm talking about the glow up physically. I'm not going to give him that much and say he glowed up like with how he acts. I'm not giving that to him.
True.
Some of the shit he got going on is like, okay, you still kind of low-key the same person. You just stopped
what
really.
What are you talking about?
This Angela Yee stuff, it happened in 2009. Mm-hmm. And it's 10 years later and we're back talking about it.
Well, who even brought it up? I think it was a topic of conversation on the Breakfast Club.
Did he bring it up?
No, I think it was something that needed to be addressed, and they brought it up on the Breakfast Club, and then he made his comment, and boom, and they had the whole exchange and whatever. But at the end of the day, everybody was still cool. But then it was just like, okay, somebody's lying on somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I think I know what happened. Something to the extent of somebody asked him why he hasn't been back on. And he was saying, like, he got banned.
Right. And Angela Yee said, no, he was never banned.
All right, but they haven't had him back on, so obviously something happened. So anyways, back in 2009, y'all, him and Angela Yee were on, she has her own separate radio show or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they was just, she was interviewing him, and it got a little flirtatious. So this is how it pretty much went down.
I just took some. You didn't even feel it.
So you can take it. Can you take it?
Exactly.
Oh my God. I'm sure. Oh. You know what they say about little girls, especially Asian ones.
Fat puss.
Is that what they say?
You know what they say?
I was going to say deep.
Okay, so as y'all can see, it got a little flirtatious to the point that, you know, the next time he was on the Breakfast Club, he was like, yeah, Angela was on me. And she was like, what? No, I would never.
Right.
And he was looking at her like, what?
What the fuck? And at the end of the day, you were thirsty. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think so?
I do feel like she was thirsty because I heard a different interview where it could have definitely been the same one, but it was a different interview where she was literally talking to him and she was just like, yeah, oh, it was big and this and that, whatever. Like, she was making a lot of comments referencing his dick. So at the end of the day, she wanted to hop on. Okay.
So you don't think it was just like a flirtation?
I don't think it was just a flirtation. She wanted him.
If she wanted him, she could have had him because clearly he was interested.
Nah.
Exactly. No, she was just flirting.
So
for him to keep going around trying to act like, oh, you wanted me, now she had text
messages. No, but there was text messages that was going back and forth that, about talking about he wanted to come to the hotel. That's the reason why she was like, oh, he's lying.
The text message said what?
To come to pull up, you know, she wanted to come to the hotel.
Okay.
So, come on. So you telling me...
She was trying to kick it. I don't know if she was necessarily trying to fuck.
She was talking about how big his shit was, and now all of a sudden you're talking about coming to somebody's hotel.
It was space and opportunity. If she wanted it to happen, it would have happened. He was on her too. That's all I'm saying. So, she didn't really want it to happen for real.
Maybe she didn't want to look a certain way, and she just wanted it to be a secret. You know what I'm saying? She didn't.
But she ain't have to play him like that.
Right. So my thing is just
own it. She's like, I would never.
Right. No, my thing is own it. But at this point,
what is she owning? Flirting? Because that's all we get.
Own that. Yes, you did send the text messages. Own the fact that you did want the dick. Just own it.
But maybe she didn't.
But she did, though. Because I wish we had the other clip. That shit, she was definitely talking about how big his shit was and how he knows how to use it. And they had the dialogue about it. And I'm telling you, it looked...
But her show is kind of like a sexual show, you know? So she talked to her guests about...
She wanted the man, okay? And that's just the point. The
she could have had him if she wanted him. You see, he was flirting back with her. He said, you could take it. What did you say?
Nah, she wanted him. Like I said, she wanted him. It didn't happen. So now she just didn't want nobody to... You know what I'm saying? She just don't want nobody to know.
Well, why is he bringing it back up, though? Like, so it this is why...
It was a topic of conversation. It was brought back up because he went back on the Breakfast Club and they kind of asked that whole question. And then that's what reignited the whole thing.
Well, that was a few years ago. That wasn't in 2019. Mm-hmm. That's when he was, like, looking at her like, wow, you really trying to stunt. But my thing is, this is why I said he's not really a changed person. Because when he had an interview with Charlamagne, like, a week or two ago... Right. He was like,
and he was definitely going.
He was selling out on her. He was like, that bitch this, that bitch that, or something, right. You know. But it was very disrespectful. So to me, you're not really a reformed person to easily be able to just start back being like that. Especially you, a married man. You know, everybody know Angela has a man.
But I feel like he felt disrespected. You know what I'm saying? As far when it came to when it.
So
came
she
to
gotta that. Be a bitch and a loser and all of that. If you like a changed person,
my thing is he's just expressing how he feels about, you know, could potentially be a lot. And then you had DJ Envy, you know what I'm saying, like really trying to, of course, take his homegirl side or whatever. But you know, Gucci Mane was at him too. You know, like he was definitely at DJ Envy. He was just like, yo, you gonna have to see me.
So that's all I'm saying. He's not a changed person. Like, he's starting all this extra stuff for what, over something that's 10 years old.
But if, like, but if somebody's like making it seem like you're a liar or whatever, don't you feel like you want to exonerate your name?
Yeah, so okay, I would try to meet with them and have a public interview and like have dialogue.
That's what he's saying. He wants to have a conversation with DJ Envy. Like, yo, you.
No, I don't think he really said like a whole, like he said like he gonna have to see him. That's kind of fighting wrong. That's not. I'm trying to have dialogue. That's I'm trying to beat
you
your ass.
You think DJ Envy scared?
Not really.
You don't think he's scared?
No. I don't know how to read him that much. He seemed like. He don't seem like the kind that want any problems, you know. But
I think he's
not gonna back down. But I don't think he's gonna initiate anything. I think he's gonna try to avoid conflict if he can. I don't think he's a punk. Why he gotta be a punk just because he's not like trying to start
I'm not
stuff
saying
with people?
That he,
why just, do you think?
Just because he's...
So you think, like, he'll run away?
I'm not saying he's running he's running away, but what I know is he probably won't step up, though. That's what I feel. I feel like he's just not going to... You know what I'm saying? Hey, man to man, let me just address you right quick. He is never going to do that. It's almost gonna, like going to be he's going to avoid Gucci Mane instead of, like, really... Like, yo, you want to talk to me? What's up? I doubt...
I mean, he did say something online to the effect of, I'm not scared of nobody... We can address it. I'm where I'm at. You know how to contact me.
That's what DJ said?
Yeah, something to that extent.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see how this plays out because I'm sure Gucci Mane is definitely going to pull up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And we'll see how that all plays out. But
so you saying she wanted him and I'm saying she was just flirting.
I do feel like she wanted him. Like, that's just there's just no ways around that. Like, girl, you was thirsty for it.
She could have had it if she wanted it. That's all I'm saying.
But now it's just like, well... Hey, it didn't happen. We don't know why it didn't happen, but at the end of the day, she did want it.
Okay, so speaking of who didn't want somebody, Lisa Ray.
Lord Jesus.
Her ex-husband, you know, they end up divorcing because he was like a habitual cheater.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was a prime minister or something of Turks and Caicos, right? Mm-hmm. And, so she had like a interview or something and she's just basically talking about her life. And first of all, remember when the whole Nicole Murphy and what was the man name? Antoine Fuqua situation when it came about. Lisa Ray was online like, oh, she messed up my marriage. She was trying to mess with my husband. Whoop the bam, right?
Right.
So now we have this situation. Well, Lisa Ray is telling us about her husband and her divorcing back then. And she was saying Dwayne Martin, she was like, that was my friend. I introduced him to my husband. And after he became close with my husband, he kind of like stopped being my friend.
His name is Michael Missick, by the way.
Oh, okay. She was like, he stopped hanging out with me and started getting it with my husband. Mm-hmm. At, you know, he started bringing women to my husband. Like, I just didn't even know him anymore. You know what I mean? Right. Like, when he called the house, he called for my husband. When he coming over, he coming over for my husband.
I mean, that is pretty fucked up.
It is. All I'm saying is she...
What?
I mean, she's just saying everybody broke up the marriage. Right. But this man, when is you going to hold him accountable?
Right. I mean, so to me, the way I see the whole situation is that, okay, first of all, that is your homeboy. That's your brother. It's almost like me fucking, like, you know, messing up with your situation. Just coming in and I'm friends with your man and I'm over here hanging out with him, bringing him to bitches and doing all this extra shit. They met on the set of One on One. That's where they first met. And so they...
Lisa Ray and Dwayne Martin.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they build their camaraderie. They build their friendship, whatever. And then, you know, obviously she ended up getting married. So my issue with the whole thing is just like, we're not going to sit there and blame a man for another grown man's actions. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit just makes absolutely no sense. Your husband...
Mm-hmm.
Was doing all that shit. It don't matter if, you know, Dwayne was bringing 50 bitches. You know what I'm saying? Right. He should have been man enough to know, like, okay, I got a woman at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't need to dibble and dab and all this bullshit, but you made that choice. And I feel like Lisa cannot blame
She got to stop blaming shit. Everybody. Right. Like, which one is it? Was it Nicole Murphy or was it Dwayne? Like, who was it?
Mm-hmm.
No, it was that nigga. He wasn't shit.
When bitches throw pussy at him, he was just taking it. That's all he
needs. Hey, you know, when men have power and influence and money, it take a lot in them to really be an upstanding man and, like, have morals and integrity.
Michael didn't know the whole life, and he didn't know the whole Hollywood life. So when he met Dwayne is the one who brought him to the whole Hollywood life. And he was just like...
This shit is good.
This shit is good. You know what I'm saying?
But... I feel like who you hang with can influence you, right?
True, but at the end of the day, you like one thing about it is my family always taught me we don't give a fuck who the hell you're around.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you're not gonna change who you are just to be friends with somebody or being around niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not gonna happen. So at the end of the day, a person, there are people who can influence people, but bitch, you can't influence, like, a person like me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just not gonna happen.
How you a grown man?
Yeah, like, calling for peer pressure. A grown-ass man, like, you're grown. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're a whole grown-ass nigga on some bullshit.
I'm just trying to see. Like I'm saying, like, of course, sometimes... Eventually, you're going to fall if you keep hanging with the same people.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Let's say if you, like, trying not to drink, but every time you go around certain people, they drinking, and one day you're going to just be like, you know what, let me just have a small little cup, so you think glass.
That's what happens?
So, yeah. So, I think eventually it does kind of weigh on you how long
you've been around certain people. I mean, at the end of the day, I just feel like if you know for a fact you are married... Mm-hmm. You have a whole motherfucking situation. It comes to a point where, there's a party. There's this, for example, like you were trying to make, okay, there's liquor at this party. I'm going to come for a little bit. Then I'm going to go take my ass home. You know what I'm saying? As a grown as an adult, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not stupid.
Yeah, you got to stay out of temptation's way.
You know what I'm saying? So when the bitch was coming around, when they was flirting with you, when they was throwing that pussy or whatever, you should have... He probably didn't even have his ring on. So, you know what I'm saying? So you should have just took your shit and just bounced. Yo, Dwayne, I'm going
to
hit you up.
But that ain't what he wanted to do. He wanted to be out here.
He wanted to fuck. So at the end of the day, it was still his choice. It was still his choice at the end of the day. So
Okay, Lisa, stop blaming. I don't want to hear another interview. And the next time, you're going to be like, well, and then this person came through. That shit over and done with. He just wasn't ready. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry that happened to you, girlfriend. Yeah. Speaking of, so Kanye West said that he's not even going to make secular music anymore. Like, mm-hmm. he's not going to be talking about fucking bitches and all that shit.
I mean, let me tell you something. I just love this transition. I love the transition. I love the transformation that's happening in Kanye.
Even with him loving
Kim?
Number 45.
Okay, we're not...
Him being a 45 supporter.
Okay, we're definitely not talking about that part. I'm talking about his spiritual growth. That's what we're talking about right now. You know what I'm saying? And as far as his spiritual growth, you can definitely see, like, the man, like, God's hands is placed on him. And I'ma just say that because Kanye before committed, like, a bunch of blasphemy. You know what I'm saying? Like, in his concerts, talking about all this type of Jesus shit and like a lot of things associated, you know, with religious, religion at his concerts. You know what I'm saying? Like really disrespecting God. You know what I'm saying? So one thing about it is God will always make you see his way one way or another. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And so at the end, like what he ended up going through was his true testimony. He is like a living embodiment of like when God really wants to like grab you from where the hell you're at. Mm-hmm. That's Kanye. You know what I'm saying? Like, period.
But I don't really think he really talked too much about it. You know, he don't really go too deep into his testimony. Like, even
we on- don't he don't need to talk about it. Because he's a living testimony. Like,
ooh,
true. You know what I'm saying? Like, true. He don't really need to talk about it because me seeing him and seeing his downfalls, like the whole mental breakdown, he lost his mom, he's doing all types of crazy ass shit. This was him in the world where God needed him to be like, okay, you need to come back. Mm-hmm. Let me show you how to come back. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to really show me that you're going to come back. And my thing is, that's exactly what happened.
Okay.
He disrespected God so much that God put him in a place, in a position where he needed to, like, get his whole entire life together. And that's exactly what he did. And listening to his new album, uh-huh. you know what I'm saying? Like, the album is great. I'm loving the album. You know what I'm saying? It's not.
I listened to it. I think you're giving it too much.
It's definitely not.
It's good.
It's definitely not gospel. Like, it's definitely not like a gospel song. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's like gospel music. Like, he's giving us.
It's kind of like a bootleg Kirk Franklin.
You know. They were trying to compare.
Do you want a revolution? Woo! Woo!
No, like, I'm not even going to try to compare. This is his work. This is his body of work. This is his testimony that he's giving us right now. Uh-huh. So, this is his revelation. So, to me, it doesn't give me, like, gospel. So, I don't... And I'm happy that it's not
gospel. I mean, Kirk Franklin didn't give you gospel. It was, like, gospel with a twist.
No, he gave me choir. Like hip-hop.
He gave us choir. Kanye gave us some choir.
He gave us choir, but the beats weren't really... You know what I'm saying? The beats were completely, like, hip-hop to me.
Duh, Kirk Franklin was, too.
One thing about people, they always trying to compare when people don't compete. Like, we're talking about two different things.
Because the thing is, Kanye is trying to act like he's bringing something new to the table and this has never been done.
Is he acting like that?
He is.
I don't think so. I think he's just bringing a new form of artwork that he feels for him.
It's not a new form, it's what I'm telling you. It's new for him.
I think that's the argument that he's making. It's completely new for him. So now he's really trying to get into a whole realm of something that he's not used to. And that's what I like.
Well, that's one thing he's good at. He looks at an industry and he decides, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to be in. And people like me never had access before. Yeah, like and I said, that's what I'm going to do.
I like that. The fact that it's not traditional gospel.
Kirk Franklin wasn't,
but I don't even like the fact that we even talk about Kirk Franklin.
I mean, he wasn't. Why wouldn't we compare it? It's the same kind of music.
I'm not. I don't even want to compare. You know what I'm saying? Kirk Franklin was great. He was good. Now we're trying to have a conversation about Kanye West and his new album and his testimony and his growth and his spiritual developments. That's what we're talking about.
You trying to get me together?
No!
Hell, I just felt attacked.
Damn, no.
I just feel like I don't know if I could take him serious yet. I gotta wait another year or
you
two
can't
to
take
see.
Kanye serious
no.
because of the fact that of what he's been like.
Because he has a condition. And he's impulsive. And like,
I don't think this was an impulsive work. This took time. Like,
it took time.
I wouldn't call it impulsive. That would be the incorrect word to use at this moment.
Okay.
Because that was work. He actually put time, work, effort into this. It was supposed to come out. It didn't come out because
Kanye comes up with ideas, random as hell, mm-hmm. and be like, let me do this. I've never done it. It's almost like, you know, he's driven by his ego. He just do shit to see if he could do it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for instance, with the whole fashion industry thing, right? He was like, we don't have access. Nobody like me has ever been able to really get into this high fashion thing and, like, kill it and make billions.
Mm-hmm.
So, what he do? He made the Yeezy brand. He got into that industry, became a trendsetter.
Right.
In the fashion industry, mm-hmm. right? You know, everybody, we looking like, who wearing clothes with holes in them? Now look.
Right.
Everybody. You know, so with that being said, I feel like Kanye look at certain industries and be like, you know what? I want to get into that just to see if I can be successful at it. And I feel like this may be another thing like
wow.
that. We will see. That's wow. what I'm saying. Let's give him some time.
So you don't think God's not working on him right now? He's not in a whole transition, a spiritual transition? You don't believe that at all?
I have opinions about...
No, give me the opinions. We're having a conversation. You know, give the people what your opinions are. What's up?
I wish I would have brought my facts to the table, but I feel like people with mental health conditions, for whatever reason, they feel like they're closer to God than, like, people who don't have that. So, if you notice, like, a lot of people... I'm not saying he's a killer, no shit like that. I'm not saying he is crazy. Nothing. But a lot of people who end up, like, just doing abnormal things, they be like, God told me to do it. I'm talking about, like, when they, like... kill people, or they like see things.
Okay, that's crazy. You know,
we not gonna just say crazy.
No.
So with that being said, I can't say if this is real or not. Because people
what you're saying to me doesn't equate to this whole situation when it comes to Kanye.
Okay, that's you. But okay. To me, that's what I'm saying. I would have to see.
So you feel like people who are mentally ill feel like they have a closer relationship to God than people who are not.
Right, and I don't know if it's like, you know, like an imbalance. Like, I don't know, but it's been researched where, like, people who have mental illness, like, they always like, oh, I killed 10 people because God told me to, or I heard voices. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they heard voices, but it wasn't God. It wasn't God.
We know that. So that's what the fuck I'm telling you right now with Kanye West.
I don't think Kanye, like, that's what I'm saying. I don't think that what you're saying equates to the whole Kanye, because I don't think he ever... said that he heard voices or whatever. He went through a mental
breakdown.
I'm just
saying they're more sensitive to the spiritual realm.
He went...
We don't know if it's truly speaking to them or not.
Kanye went through
or if it's a summoning imagination
breakdown. He went through an emotional breakdown. Okay? That's what his issue was. After his mom died, he went through an emotional breakdown and he spiraled out of control.
Okay.
Right. So then... No, to me, seeing the whole situation and seeing that, okay, what he was doing to disrespect God and what he was saying and whatever, and then now God was just taking him through all the trials
mm-hmm.
that he's gonna endure to become the man that God needed him to be.
Okay. Anyways, back to the album. I don't know what to say to that.
Okay.
So me, a living testimony is big.
Is who?
Beyonce. Like, she's a walking miracle to me. But we won't get into that.
I mean, that doesn't make any sense, but okay.
I, okay.
But anyway.
But I like the album. Let me just say that. I felt like some of the songs were definitely too short. Mm-hmm. Like, they was like 2 minutes long. Some of them I wanted to, like, so, I want to go on. Because so, he's a great producer. Like, so he makes Tank, great
Tank
music.
Feels some type of way that it's on the arm of the hip-hop billboard. And he's like...
Why he feels some kind of way?
It should definitely be on the gospel charts and not the hip-hop.
And see, that's what Kanye be trying to do. He be trying to break down those barriers. Why it can't be on both? It's hip-hop and it's gospel.
I mean, to me, it's not really a gospel, though. It's just,
but it is.
Just because I'm singing about God and that, whatever, it's not a gospel song. It's not hymns and shit. It's not, like, all types of... It's just him rapping about, what, like, his past experience.
So, all the gospel or the hip-hop artists that only rap about, like, Christian stuff, you think they should be on regular hip-hop boards? Because they're not.
Yeah. I mean, if they're not, then, you know, I don't know why. But I think they should definitely be on the chart.
Okay, so the verdict is still out on Kanye West. Give me another year or two, and we'll see if his actions is matching his words.
Okay. Touche on that.
Speaking of rappers.
Cardi B.
Okay, Cardi said she opened up... She opened up the doors for some of the girls to rap and pretty much get record deals and for basically female rap to be a thing again and to be...
Well, let's go ahead
mainstream. She said the doors have been closed after Nicki and she came back in.
Well, let's see what she said and we can go ahead and have the conversation about it. So this is what she said.
Okay. What's taking you so long?
I don't even know what the hell is wrong with this shit.
So she was like, basically, like, artists wasn't collaborating with female hip-hop artists before.
Right.
Until she came. I mean, not before, but after Nicki, until she came back around.
Well, here's what she said.
I feel like after me, I'll say that it's kind of, like, easier for a lot of these female artists. Like, I feel like before me... There was no female rapper that was signed to a label. Well, you know, the ones that already been established.
Yeah.
Nobody was signing them.
Yeah, right.
And now everybody's just signing them. If you could rap and you got a couple of followers, because nobody want to miss the opportunity. Like, a lot of labels and people miss the opportunity with me, because I went to a couple. I went to a couple of motherfuckers. They say no, no.
Wow.
So what you think? I mean, to me, I get what she's coming from. I understand what she's saying because Cardi B was the love and hip hop star. Cardi B was the ratchet girl. Cardi B just had the Instagram followers. She was ratchet. She was loud. She was on some hood rat shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So now they see that the labels could see that they can capitalize on a person who has a major following, who may be a rough around the edges, but we're going to give them a chance. We're going to actually give them a record deal or whatever. As far as Nicki did influence a lot of artists or whatever, but I do understand what Cardi B is saying. Like, she made it for, like, people like her who really didn't have shit, don't, you know what I'm saying, don't really, you know shit or whatever, to get an opportunity. I don't think it was, like, I know she got a lot of backlash about it, but I don't think it should have been taken in a negative way, because I do believe, like, now we got City Girls, now we have all these little, you know, miscellaneous rappers who's getting signed, and we've never seen these girls before, you know what I'm saying?
We never seen, what, these random girls
get signed? Yes, a lot of ratchet, you know...
I mean, everybody definitely is trying to duplicate the recipe.
Mm-hmm.
They are. They like, they looking, oh, if you pretty, you got the whole Instagram model body, you got the following.
We gonna make you a star.
Yeah,
right?
They definitely looking,
like,
for that.
And I feel like after Cardi B, that was a trend.
Yeah.
But as far as Nicki Minaj, yes, she influenced a lot of people. She potentially opened up doors and made room, but I don't feel like there, because when it was her time, it was only her for like a while. You know what I'm saying? There was no other upcoming. It was just silent, and it was all about Nicki. But now that Cardi B's out, now you have a bunch of other artists
that people pay attention to.
That people are paying attention to, and not just one one artist. What'd you think?
I can agree with that.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's always been female rappers. We're not going to just be like, oh, you influenced everybody. Right. We're not going to do that, okay? Because before there was City Girls, we
had... I don't think she even said the word influence.
I mean... yeah. Before the City Girls, we had Crime Mob. Like, you know, so mm-hmm. it's always been a little... female rappers coming here and there, but no, people was not just like jumping on a bandwagon right. to sign a female mm-hmm. artist. They wasn't put at the forefront of most of these campaigns and stuff like that. So yeah, after these record labels and these male artists seeing that you can actually work with a female artist and be successful and make mm-hmm. your music pop, they did definitely jump on the bandwagon. So I don't think she should have caught any flack behind that. People just love to hate on the girl.
Right.
But when she be speaking a little facts, we gonna get her a little bit. Right. But my only thing is you willing to give her some of this? But when I was trying to say that Nicki opened up the door for people like her, you was not trying to get Nicki none. And let's just remember that.
I don't feel I said what I said on that, so...
I don't know if the listeners heard you.
I said what I said about
what
it.
What did you say? Did Nicki...
Clearly, you remember what I said, so...
You said Nicki didn't open up the doors, but Cardi kind of did?
I'm not saying that she... Saying. I said she started a trend. She started a trend where labels were able to look at ghetto-ass hood rats... who had a major good following, who, you know, look pretty or whatever, and make something out of it. Like, capitalize on that shit. Nicki influenced a lot of female artists.
She influenced, but she didn't open up the gates.
I mean, what female artists do you know that... I hear a lot of people that say that Nicki... influenced them, but I don't think she ever opened up any like doors or whatever. What she did was she changed the game and became a more like made females able to become more commercial. But other than
shit. At least you gave her something. I just wanted you to give her.
No,
something.
I'm gonna give credit to where it's due.
Please though.
I will. I would definitely do that.
Okay.
I'm just saying. But you were trying to go for me, whatever.
Speaking of opening doors, so one of my friends, well, I wouldn't say friend, but somebody I've known since like high school, right? When you look at her life from the outside, like on social media mm-hmm. and all that stuff, you're like, wow, like she lives a really good life.
That's you know, for everybody.
I know, but still. So she... You know, she was a single mom, single young mom. She met her husband. He didn't have any children. So they became instantly like a blended family. You know, he married her. Her son became his son. You know, all that mm-hmm. good stuff. They went on to have more children together. You know, and so every other year it was a new thing they were announcing. Oh, we just got married.
Right.
Oh, he just got this promotion. Oh, I just got this promotion. Oh, we just got a house. Just every other mm-hmm. month or year, they was announcing something amazing. So
you was watching, you was paying attention to all of this shit?
If I know you, yes. The fuck? If I know you and I grew up with you, yes. Mm-hmm. If some come across my page with your name on it, I'm definitely gonna take notice. Like, oh, okay, that's what's up, you know? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you be cheering for people like, oh, that's look at them, you right. know? So, with that being said, she recently posted something like, I'm not going to lie, y'all. Because, mind you, like, she would post, like, them going to church together, mm-hmm. all that good stuff. So, she recently posted something and was like, I'm not going to lie, y'all. I'm losing faith.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I was just like, wow. Just because like she's one of those people that always talk about, oh my gosh, you know, this amazing thing just happened, God is so good, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? So to see somebody like her say I'm losing faith, it's just like, wow.
Did she explain why she was losing faith?
Well, just from some of her posts I can kind of gauge some reasons, I guess. Like, stuff is just not going how she planned it to go. You know, losing family members. I don't know, maybe want a bigger house. Maybe want something else career-wise. Just regular life shit. So, with that being said, it was just... It was surprising to see. You know, because we all go through stuff like that, and nobody really talks about it. Everybody only talk about... All the good shit. Everybody always talk about, you just got to keep the faith. You just got to keep the hope. All you got to do is pray. All you got to do is meditate. Just do this and do that. And whatever you got going on, it'll get better. You know what I'm saying? But nobody talk about the times when you question it. Like, number one, is me doing all of this shit even worth it? You know what I'm saying? Like, is me... Read my word, praying, going to church, having faith. Like, is this even a real thing? Nobody really talks about that, you know? And nobody talks about when they question when shit ain't going right. Nobody be like, yo,
because my thing is, it's nobody's business to know when somebody's questioning their own faith. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've had to question a lot of, you know, I've questioned certain things.
But it's refreshing to see. Because since nobody talk about it, when you have moments like that where you're questioning your faith, you like, damn, I wonder, am I the only person who think like this? You know what I'm saying? Because everybody else be sitting there like, just keep the faith, woo. And you just like, well, fuck, I'm keeping the faith, but ain't shit fucking happening. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So then it make you question. So then to see somebody say, you know what, I'm actually losing faith, you like, bitch, I feel you.
Well, not, you know, me personally, you know, I've been through my rough shares and shit. You know what I'm saying? But one
thing, like we all have.
Right. But one thing about me is I try this in the midst of all my bullshit, the midst of everything I got going on. I try to at least be optimistic. You know what I'm saying? Like, be optimistic.
So you never had a time when you was just like, this optimism is not getting me anywhere.
I mean, there's been times
that's where, what I'm saying. Like, be fucking honest.
No. There's been times where I've questioned certain things, like, damn, like, should I continue or should I, you know, do this or whatever? But at the end of the day, it would never, you know, it would never change me from my faith. Like, I would never, you know what I'm saying? Like, I already know what's up. So, in my testimony, in
y'all
my
heard that?
Story.
That was me pouring up some more. And your story, so recently, what has happened to you in your life where you was just like,
so you already,
you had to keep the faith.
Right. So, you know, at my job, that has been a real, real stressful thing for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, work has became, it came to a point where I no longer wanted to come to work. You know what I'm saying? And it was the most difficult thing to come to work, try to be happy, try to, you know, be optimistic and be up in their faces, and you gotta be fake, you gotta, you know, keep up this appearance and whatever. But then deep down, it's just like, you really, you know, it came to a point where I started becoming angry, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit!
Yeah. I was really angry. I became really bothered by, like, being physically there, you know what I'm saying? And so, and you already know, as time went on, a lot of things were transpiring back to back to back. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've tried multiple times to get a certain position. Certain positions at that.
Take years?
It did. I would say, like, maybe four.
Four times you went for a different position
four times.
And the door kept getting closed in your face.
And the door kept getting closed. And the worst part about it is, like, it became personal because, like, somebody that was really, really close to me is the one that ended up getting that position. And, you know, we're no longer, like, even associates anymore anyways. But that, to me, that was another thing, like, damn, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, God, what is it that you're trying to teach me?
So you never lost the faith or questioned it?
No, what it was me always questioning, like, what is it that I have to learn? You know what I'm saying? Because whatever it is that God is trying to make me learn, it's in this situation, and I didn't know what it was. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I end up applying to this other position, and I end up getting it
in a different department,
in a whole completely different department, in a whole different, you know, it's a whole nother world from where I was. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I will say I am completely happy for making that, you know what I'm saying, for making that change. But sitting back and thinking about it, I'm like, okay, there's no such thing as a coincidence, right?
Right.
And the way things transpired and how my old associate became, you know, came to that part of the business and became, you know, that person in that role, which was the role I always wanted. Mm-hmm. And I felt like, you know, God was just trying to teach me, like, I always have something better for you. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. I will always make your enemy your footstool. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? So it was just like, I was able to literally look back at these hoes and be like, okay, I already knew, you know what I'm saying? I know that God already had me. You know what I'm saying? So the whole thing about it is just like, whatever situation that you got going on currently, you don't know the success or the turnover that God is gonna have, you know, in the future. You know what I'm saying? You never know if it's gonna, like, you know, pretty much what kind of positive change is gonna happen. All you do is just make sure you remain positive and you remain optimistic. You know
and if
saying?
You don't remain positive, that's okay. If I'm not saying to stay in that space at all.
Don't. Try not to stay in a negative space.
But you don't have to be dishonest about it. Right. You don't have to be like, shit is good when you feel like shit on the inside. You don't.
I feel like that's the Instagram, you know, people. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like the Instagram, the social media people that always try to portray this.
Well,
life
no,
or
it's people in real life who believe they own lies and become delusional about where life is taking them and what's happening. You know what I'm saying? So. Yeah, you gotta have those honest conversations with yourself or the people that you are comfortable talking with about stuff like this. But like you said, you always gotta remember, first of all, I don't think you should feel guilty about questioning your path. Because we all do
it. Yeah, we all, we always question.
But like you said, just always remember that, like, what you had in the past, it's gone. Like, something better will always come. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and at the end of the day, God will always remain God. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, regardless of what you're going through, what type of shit that you got going on, just keep that faith, because at the end of the day, He will always have you. I ain't trying to preach, but I'm just saying.
Okay. Yeah. Try to keep the faith. That's all I'm saying. Whatever you need to do to get back into that space of hope and progress and moving forward, whatever you got to do to get there, you need to, because that's the only way to remain sane, right? But just keep working towards your goals. Keep moving. As long as you're moving forward, you're making some kind of progress, even if it's slow progress.
As long as you're seeing some kind of progress. How about that?
But what if you don't? That's what I'm saying.
If you don't, just keep it pushing. That's all it is. Like, you know, you got to just keep working at it.
Listen, somebody made a joke. It was so funny to me. He said, I know they said that no weapon formed against me should prosper, but I feel like them shits be prospering.
He's so damn stupid.
Oh, God. No, for real. So, again, y'all, you never know what's ahead of you. Never dwell on what's behind, because that shit is gone and it's nothing we could do about it.
Right.
All you could focus on is how to progress and what the future is going to hold. And as long as you make efforts towards it, something got to fucking give.
Right.
Eventually, it may not be today, tomorrow, or even 2 years from now, but eventually something will give out. Okay, well, it's been a good podcast Sunday. Toodles.
Later.